Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. Girl, week one in the books. Strap it on, because you know what I'm strapping on? My back brace, because that's what happens when you stand on a sideline for 4.5 hours. You just start slouching and putting your
neck
forward.
That's the last time she's going to say strap it on, and I'm not going to say we got to start over. So
that's why Howie says we're going to get fired, because things like that. I got to tell you, I was out in the streets. I was out in the streets. You're about to be out on the streets on Thursday. Girl, people are listening in a great way. I was
so
walking.
Sweet.
I posted a video on my Instagram.
I love that video. Who took that? That was so cute.
VR security. And then I was walking on the field to leave, run to the potty, and people were like, calm down, calm down. Like,
so
and I looked
cute.
Over at V and I go, holy crap, they're really listening. Anyways, Howie Long says we're getting fired.
So first of all, thank you guys for listening, whoever you are.
Yes, thank you.
No, I'm kidding. We know who you are because you guys give us questions and we induce conversation, which is part of our pregame. We have a lot to talk about, which will be a continuation of the pregame, which we do earlier on in the week, which is 10 minutes of fun. Howie Long, we all
so
go to a dinner.
Fun.
And Howie says to me, you're going to get fired for that podcast. And Howie is like my second father, that I get so nervous if he says something to me because I just want to make him proud. And he doesn't say a lot. And so when you know when he says something, like, I better listen. And then I got so paranoid, I called you the next day. I couldn't call you that night. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are we saying something wrong? Should I shut up?
No.
I mean, and again, my life has always been an open book. And I'm like, I share way too much, but I just don't want Howie to be upset with me. So, Diane, if you're listening, tell Howie, calm down, because I
and
don't want to get fired.
Stop telling him what we're talking about. We're talking about girl stuff. I will be honest, and I told you this when you called me freaking out. I was like, listen, I'm also very sensitive, and I don't want to piss off our bosses or say too much, or, you know, we have a morals clause in our contract. But
we do.
When I said the bodysuit thing, I was like, oh my God, did I overshare? I sent it to AKA my manager / advisor / mentor / best friend, Constance Schwartz. Yeah. And she was like, me and my husband are absolutely crying. And then I posted it and all these people, women, were like, I hear you. Yes, their bodysuits suck. And it's like, come on, calm down.
Okay, good. So now that we got that out of the way, Howie, I'm sorry, but we are going to continue to talk about things that, you know, this far into our career, we don't care and we'll talk about. So I have a laundry list of things that I need to get to. But first and foremost, for those of you guys listening and not watching, Erin just put on her comfy brace. This is something she turned me on to. It pulls your shoulders back. It gives you good posture.
Yeah.
First week on the road, there was margaritas consumed at the bar. I was very jealous. So you went to Green
we went
Bay
to
first.
Chili's.
Then you went to Minnesota. Only the best for Aaron. If they want to be a sponsor, I welcome it. Ugh. Start from the beginning and sort of take us behind the curtain on your first week on the road.
It was very adventurous. I was side texting you and Ryan, our producer, about so many things I wanted to talk about. Thursday, we go to Green Bay because I have a sit down with Aaron Rodgers on Friday. And I also have conference calls and it's with the Packers that day. And that's my side of the field. So when I am scheduled to be on this conference call, it's the same time I'm supposed to take a connecting flight to Green Bay. So I nixed that in the bud. I decided to fly from LA to Chicago and have a car service take me to Green Bay, 3 hours in the car so I could listen to all the conference calls with Joe Barry, Aaron, and Matt LaFleur.
Great. So responsible.
Got my iPad, got my chargers ready to go, knew we would stop at a drive-through, all the things. Get into the car and I'm there an hour ahead. Everything's looking good. Woo, we're ready. Guy looks good. The charger doesn't work in the car, but that's okay.
Oh,
that's
not the worst of
the, I know. It's a 3-hour drive. I've got Aaron Rodgers. I've got to type. I want to research. Go to shut the car door. Car door doesn't shut. It's like on some lock thing that it won't shut all the way. And I'm like, sir, this isn't shutting. He gets out. He's messing with it. We're trying to shut it. I'm slowly seeing the minutes tick by. He gets a toolbox out. He starts like trying to finagle the handle. And I'm like, okay, I got to be honest. I got to pee. I'm thirsty. I got Aaron Rodgers in 45 minutes. I'm starting to panic and sweat. So I call Fox Travel. They're great. They're like, we're going to get you someone else there. This car service feels really bad. They do get somebody there. Well, first we have to drive around. And he's like, can you hold the car door shut while we drive? And I was like, what could go wrong? Okay.
Oh.
So then another car service comes, gets me. The guy felt so bad. He was sweating profusely. I'm like, it's fine. It's totally fine. Get in the car. 25 minutes till Aaron gets on the phone. Great. Get all set up. We are going. Guy picks me up. Newer car. Power outlets are working. We're going great.
In business.
Aaron gets on. Good to see ya. Week one. Here we come. How we doing? No Devontae Adams. I'm typing. Headphones are working. We're good. I hear snoring. I know it's not Greg Olson, Kevin Burkhardt, or Aaron Rodgers snoring. It's my driver who fell asleep at the wheel. Highway from Chicago.
Time out. What do you mean he fell asleep at the wheel? Like you look up
and snoring. He's sleeping.
And the car's moving. We're not parked.
Moving. 65 miles an hour.
What?
I am so thankful I put my phone on mute because we're on a Zoom. I put my phone on mute and I go, are you effing sleeping? Wakes up Clark Griswold. It was awful. So now I have the quarterback of the team I'm trying to work on. I'm trying to take notes. I have full-blown anxiety. Like, this is not the way I want to go down. This is not the way I want to die. You've got to be kidding
me. Not the way you want to go down. You expect your driver to stay awake while driving. Yeah, you're not asking a lot.
It's 2:00 in the afternoon. We're good here. So now he's like, no, I'm fine. He's snoring. So not only am I trying to listen to Aaron, I am doing full-blown, like, looking in.
Yeah.
And his eyes are slowly closing. After Aaron gets off, I go, pull over at a Starbucks. I make him pull over at a McDonald's. I go in. I get him a coffee. He doesn't drink it. The entire car ride, I am, like, monitoring if he's sleeping at the wheel.
Aaron, this is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. So
ready to have, like, honestly, I don't want to say a heart attack. I'm sensitive about saying that. But I was so anxious. I thought I was going to give myself a stroke.
Okay. So I haven't talked to you a lot over the weekend because we're in and out. Right. And there's some stuff we don't like to talk about because I want to hear for the first podcast. Time here. But I pulled up to next to the guy. Remember? And I was like, I think this guy is sleeping next to me. And you're like, oh, that's nothing compared to my ride that I had to Green Bay, which I didn't know the full elaboration of the story because we ended up having to get off the phone. But this guy next to me just had his eyes closed. But we were at a stoplight and he wasn't the driver. I'm surprised you actually stayed in the car after that.
I know.
You were like, I can't have three cars. And for the record, by the way, Aaron and I have put in our time and effort driving our own, pick up the Hertz rental car.
Oh my God.
National
rental
car, drive ourselves to 700 fucking places. So when we sit here and say driver, this is a luxury the 15 years in that our company has afforded us. And you are being a good little soldier, not to be confused with Soldier Field with, whoa, it's a rain delay, driving yourself from one place to the next. But oh my God. It was awful. That is terrifying.
And I did think, should we pull over? But I've already called once for a new car and I can work to keep him awake. And I kept looking. So I was also stressed out because I wasn't really paying attention to my conference calls, which are like Bible to me. Anyways, I finally get to Green Bay, go watch the Rams, that whole thing. And then...
Oh my God, that's really, I don't like
that. Do the interview with Aaron. It ended up being great. It was shot so well. Our producer, Joel Santos, is insane. Mm-hmm. Get to, where was I? Minnesota. Get to Minnesota. I can't wait till you're like this starting on Thursday. What city am I in? I get to Minnesota. I am there on Friday night. We travel Friday night after our Aaron interview. On Saturday, I decide I'm gonna treat yourself. I'm gonna treat myself. And Aaron talks about, you know, self-love and you know, taking care of yourself. I'm like, I'm gonna treat myself to a facial. One of the biggest reasons why I decided to do it was I also put a mask on before I went to Green Bay, which made all my acne come out. And I was like, shit. So I went and got a facial. This girl was so sweet and so nice. I noticed I was, yes, a little fuzzy on my face. So I was like, hey, do you guys have a blade to do dermaflash? Can you dermaflash me or microblade or whatever? And she's like, yeah, great. No worries. So she's microblading and, you know, whatever. And I felt her kind of go over a little. It's pretty good now. Yeah, you can barely see it.
Yeah. But that video, though, when you did an Insta story, it didn't look good.
She cut my face and she didn't mean to. And she told me at the end of it and she was so panicked, poor thing. And she started to cry and she wouldn't give me a mirror to see my face. And I just said, can I see my face? Because I didn't know what the hell I was thinking of. It was nothing. It was fine. I knew it was going to heal. But I was like,
it's still your face. And yeah, you know, have a right to be worried about the driver staying awake and your esthetician not cutting your face open. So I don't think that these are ridiculous.
One.
Yeah. So that was week one. I can't wait to see what week two has in store for you.
Come on.
I will drive
Jesus,
you
take
before
the
you get behind the wheel. I was just going to say, where's Carrie Underwood?
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
How was your week one?
My week was very uneventful compared to yours.
I drove myself
to work, but I set 7 alarms. So I wake up at 4:15, and I don't know if anyone else is like this. I don't know if you're like this either, where you're so afraid that you're going to sleep through the alarm that you really never fully get a good night's sleep because you keep waking up thinking that you're going to miss the alarm. So that's After like week five, I get over that. But yeah, that was my, I set multiple alarms and, you know, but I don't know. It's like the first day of school. I get so excited. I get to see all my friends again at work. And then, of course, Sean Payton joining us. For those of you guys that don't follow football, he used to be the coach of the Saints and he's obsessed with Aaron, and so much so that he would get really mad when Aaron wouldn't work his sidelines of the Saints games. And so now he's in studio with us. And so he always like makes a joke. He's like, whoever doesn't have Aaron on their sideline is going to lose.
They're going to win.
And then on our text chain, he was like talking to you about working the Packers. Were you surprised? I know that we have a mix audience of like people that really are love football and then more of just like pedestrian fans. Yep. But just give me a headline. Having worked the game and all your conversations with these guys, even if you could only listen half the way with Aaron and whatnot, were you surprised by that? Are you concerned? Because you're going to get a lot of Packers games. And of course, there's a lot of, you know, question marks surrounding them after that performance. But you know this team very well.
Yeah, I think there were three key guys on that offense that he really needed to play, being Allen Lazard and those two tackles mm-hmm. that didn't play. So that was hard for the offense. I thought Sean actually was on Colin Cowherd today, and I'm excited to ask Tom Brady this week for our game. Sean really talked about, and I've heard him say this before, first couple weeks of a NFL season, you see the defenses playing a lot better than the offenses because it takes some time for the offenses to shape. Why don't you use that on your Thursday night show as well?
I will, because that's interesting.
It's so interesting. And we saw this last year with Aaron Rodgers and playing Sean Payton and the New Orleans Saints. They got wrecked. They got it handed to them. So I'm curious to get Brady's thoughts on that. But Greg said it perfectly in our game, and how cute were those two guys in our game yesterday. They did such a good job. But Greg said it, Aaron's going to have to be patient, and he's really going to have to kind of see these young guys through. I knew I was tipped off before the game. He was going to go deep, very first play of the game. I didn't know who he was going to go to, but man, my heart sank for that kid. I know Vikings players don't feel that way and Vikings fans, but, you know, he's a rookie. It was like, I'm sure, talked about all week. I got tipped off they were going to do it. I told our truck. They were all freaking excited. And then I was like, God,
I know. You want that one back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't think about this either until you just said it. I know I had texted you about it, but you had a new crew for the first time in 11 years, like the different voices, and Kevin Burkhart and Greg Olson. But I know how much you love them. And, you know, change is always good. We see it in, you know, sports. We see the turnovers. I look at the Seahawks, like that team, they had a good run for a decade, but there's, you know, turnover in any aspect. So I was excited for you to be with your new squad. And like, you couldn't ask for nicer individuals. Like,
oh my God,
so cute. When I saw Kevin post that picture, I'm talking about Kevin Burkhart, post a picture of you guys at the bar with the margarita. It made my heart happy. Okay, wait. So I want to get into, there's a couple things since the last podcast that we didn't talk about that still pertain to week one and whatnot, but there's one which is outfits. So
yeah,
you wore sequins. So you have been kind enough to share Alyssa Green, your stylist on the road, with me for Amazon stuff. And then we have Vicky Trilling, of course, for Fox.
Yeah.
I don't know how she dresses all the people she does. She's crazy busy. Okay. So you wore a sequins in the sit down interview with Aaron, and the Aaron Andrews I know would not have done that a couple years ago.
No.
Why? I know the women listening are curious, because it's like when you go to work and you're like, should I wear this? Should I not wear this? What goes into deciding if you're like, fuck it, I want to just wear it or I don't? Because I thought the same thing with the dress, which when Jillian texted me, nice cleavage, I was like, I don't give a fuck. I don't even have
you
any
look
boobs,
so good. You look so sweet, good. But like, you look great.
I don't even care.
I love the I haven't even talked to you since you did it, but I love the like the angle they had of you. Oh, this is so bad. I can't show this side. I'm cut. No, I'm kidding. I'm not. But it was like a side angle of you in the new studio. It looked so good. We were like, okay.
I love you. But yeah, no, I don't even care about the cleavage part. But okay, sequence. Why would you care?
It
care?
Was kind of cropped too on the
I
side.
I know. I tried the same thing on and I was like, I can't get away with this. You did a great job.
Yes, you can. You should wear it. It's yours now. Like, come on, let's knock it off. I'm going to wear some of your stuff.
Probably because I saw the price tag on it and I was like, there's no fucking way I can spend that money on that thing. So I'm going to have to sell another living room furniture set. Houseandhome.com.
Fendi Girl Scout outfit. You knock it off. So anyways, I just think, and look, it's hard for me to be like this because you know how like anal and OCD and really super protective I am of myself and putting myself out there. Kind of just over it in terms of, and not in a bad way,
but
I'm just over it in terms of like, I've worn this shit forever. And I was just saying, and I did like the night before I went to Green Bay, I asked my husband and I asked Alyssa and Jillian, and I was just like, guys, we're wearing sequins in Green Bay. And Jillian's like, who cares?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so true. What am I showing up in? In another blazer? Like, what am I doing? Like, people are a lot more accepting than they were back in the day when I first started of all these different outfits, because I've been seeing some things out there. So I was just like, why not? This is hot. You know, as Alyssa said, you're tan. Like, let's just do this. And yeah, Aaron walked in and he goes, sequins. And I go, listen, when you've got some self-love, you can wear some sequins.
That's what I'm talking about.
But he was such a great sport. I didn't tell you this. The night before the interview, I'm on a text chain with him and my producer, Joel Santos, because we've got a great friendship, the three of us. And I just said to him, Joel was a little stressed out. We're not in Lambo. Aaron was so kind to us to do this outside of Lambo and go wherever we wanted him to. And we just said, look, it's kind of an elevated thing. Is there any way you don't show up in Green Bay sweats? And I was like, I'm in sequins, man. Like, and he goes, I got to dress up for this. And I was like, no. But we're just trying to make you look good. And we just wanted to have like a look to it. And I was so thankful for him. He went the extra mile. He showed up in his jeans and his shirt. And I know you guys at home probably don't get it. These guys roll into the facility at like 5 a.m., 5:30. They don't give a crap, you know? Yeah. So they want to get in, they want to get out. So he was really great about it.
It's usually a lot to ask them if they can turn their hat around, which I get it. Like, it's because that's not their job. Their job is to go out and play football. Like, the interview is the secondary part, and they get it. And quarterbacks more than anyone, because they know that they're the face of the franchise. But no, I was just impressed with the elevator.
So good, right?
Right. You know, the Vanity, like, I don't know, there's Vanity Fair, like different parties that have the elevators that close in. Yeah, exactly. Anyways, Aaron was Rogers was a full participant. But yeah.
He was.
Okay, I was very proud of you because, again, you have earned the right. How many years into this business, we both are, it's like, fuck it. If you want to wear that dress, you want to wear that sequins,
I know.
Go for it.
I know. I do. I really, yeah, it's a big step for me.
It is. And I'm very proud of you for that. So, and I know that might seem trivial to other people, but there's been a lot of times where Aaron has cared a lot, and rightfully so, that I am glad that your give a fuck meter is, you know, lowered. Okay.
Yeah.
Wearing shoes that are uncomfortable. Okay. Leads us to a new segment we like to call, Is It Worth It? Okay, so they were very cute shoes, but the first text I got from you was, my feet are ripped up, but fuck. Worth it
so
or not worth
I
it?
I loved my outfit yesterday. I got actually a lot of compliments.
Very
Who
cute.
Who knew on a Veronica Beard vest and like it, whatever. I liked it. It was a really nice outfit. But yes, I'll say this. You know when players are coming over and they're like, okay, EA, or I had one player, and it's not Aaron, so nobody think that it is. It was a totally different player who I actually am into. He's, I mean, I like all players, but he doesn't say much. And when he does, you're like, okay. He walked over and he goes, and I didn't know what he was going to say to me because he doesn't really walk over to me much. And he goes, it's a pretty swaggy outfit you got on. I was like, I started blushing and sweating right away. And I said, really? I was like so worried people would think it was kind of like manly-ish. And he goes, that's swaggy. And he walked away and my stomach was soaked. Like I'm hot right now talking about it.
I love that. So I think that people would be surprised by how much conversation you will have with those guys on the sideline before game, pregame. And this does go back. And I know I'm Aaron's biggest fan and biggest hype person because I know how hard she works. But that relationship with players is so important. And that's one thing like I'm excited to get back out on the road for is because it does matter. Like I sat down with Trey Lance for the first time. I had never met the young kid. I never worked one of his games. And then I was trying to help him find a dog sitter the other day because he wants to bring his dog here, but he didn't have anyone to watch it. And I was like, I'll find one for you. So we had an interesting conversation with Melissa Stark about this, with like getting players' phone numbers or DMing them or things like that. It is completely platonic. Like there has been times I would be lying if I said that I didn't communicate with some players like back in the day with, you know, different things when I stopped caring and I would date different players, not so much in the NFL, but just in various different sports. But like you can have friendships with these guys. Like, it is completely okay. And like that, Melissa Stark brought up the good point. Like, why can't guys text them, you know, and be like, hey, can you call in 10 minutes or whatever? It's like, it's not weird to have those conversations. So you get a Swaggy
Award
for your outfit.
That's also something I just started getting comfortable with, is being open with who I'm texting. I used to joke with Sal Pal all the time, Sal Pal Antonio on ESPN, because his first hit on Sundays for their countdown show always used to be, so-and-so just texted me. And I said to Melissa, can you imagine if we said that on air? But now I'm like, I've done this for so long. I'm good with it. They know I'm not trying to hit them up for anything. Like, you know, so I don't care.
Yeah,
but anyways, so I wore this outfit, but I wore these loafers that I know you're not interested in them. They're a different vibe. You can pull off a heel out there on the field. I get to walk around, but they are cute. They're kind of like Hailey Bieber chunky loafer vibe.
They're cute in your size, freaking 6 foot. Alyssa sent some shoes over for me.
Yeah.
My ass has a size 9. And I opened up the box and I was like, this is Cinderella's shoe. Yours got put in with mine, which they're on the way over to your house right now. A size baby shoe 6. And I'm Cinderella's stepsisters. Jackie, shout out, because you know why.
Oh, yeah.
I have size 17 feet compared to yours. So the reason I like a heel is because it makes my foot look smaller.
I think
flat
you're crazy.
Shoe, anyone else with me on these that like, if you have a bigger foot, you need a little height, you know?
I'm not doing you're right. You're the one that first said this to me. I'm not doing a ballet slipper anymore. That's like,
no.
Why was I doing that? Now it's like a Jordan or a loafer or something like that. But anyway, so these were so cute. They did make the outfit awesome. I'm also trying to let Alyssa kind of do her thing more. Mm-hmm. She has way more style than I'll ever have in my life. Obviously, because I got called swaggy.
Yeah, you did.
So I was dying. Anyways, I was good. I was good through. I got him stretched out here. I was good to go. I even wore him to dinner the night before, a little strategic planning. So
you're
I was
good
the first half. I was really, really good. And then all of a sudden, I was like, shit. In the third quarter, I just was like hurting. Can I give a shout out to, I forgot her name, a Minnesota Viking trainer. She couldn't have been more adorable.
Oh.
I did a little thing with her on our Calm Down podcast. She came. I was like, I'm so embarrassed. She came. She gave me like all this stuff you would like Justin Jefferson needs. She did at my feet.
He needed nothing loafers, yesterday.
Nothing.
Jesus,
and then she came up to me at the end of the game and she's like, how'd it go? And I was like, okay, I'm not your concern, but
adorable.
So sweet. What a dream. But I took them off as soon as I got to the car in that nasty stadium, like kind of where the trucks are and the garbage cans. And I threw my Nikes on and I couldn't have been happier.
Okay.
It was worth it for the swaggy comment. It was.
Amanda, thank you. That was who helped you. And
oh my God, Amanda. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Ryan. So amazing. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Earlier in the week on our pregame, we talked about where you change. So if I'll do it, if I'm doing an interview for, you know, for the Sunday show or whatever, let's say the interview is Tuesday, do the interview, stay in those clothes. Sometimes you're racing to the airport. Sometimes you're not, depending on when you got the player or the coach. Okay. So 80% of the time I am in the full outfit, full makeup going through the airport. And people are like, wow, this girl's really excited to be going
Where's she going?
Like full face of makeup. And so I will change in the bathroom. And it's that move of taking off the shoe before you can put on the other shoe. And then we're putting the things and we're trying not to step on, never stepping on the bathroom floor, obviously. But then
Think like being on the sides of your feet, if you have to, are going to help versus your whole foot down. What am I thinking?
Take the foot out of the shoe, step on the shoe, put it into, there's a whole strategic planning thing going on. Now the toilet's flushing 700 times because it goes off the sensor. So now that's spraying up. You haven't even went to the bathroom. The clothes are wet. It's a production.
The door goes in. How am I getting in with my bag when the door goes in? And then I get the suitcase in and it hits the side of the toilet. And I'm like, I can't imagine what the hell's on the side of that toilet that just hit my suitcase that I'm touching.
I need to know who's planning. Give me with the airport planners. There shouldn't be carpet in the airport. We're rolling those suitcases. I'm
exactly
going
what we said last night. Yes.
Carpet should not be allowed in an airport. And bathrooms, we can't make them. I understand if we can't make them wider. We can make them longer. No, can we not?
And why does the door need to swing out so I can get my shit in? I'm all worked up, like the swaggy comment.
I love that you get embarrassed. That's very cute of you that you blush. So wait, are you changing in the bathroom more times than not? Or are you ever getting on the plane with the full sideline outfit?
If I can get 5 minutes, I die trying. Yeah. If I can get 5 minutes, I'm running in. Yesterday, Kevin and I proudly changed in the Delta Lounge, which was wonderful. Quickly got in, washed my hands. But this is another thing. Ladies out there that work with a lot of men, and I don't know if you travel with a lot of men, no lie. So Kev and I go, you know, we've got about 45 minutes at the airport before we board, which by the way, people, that is like winning the lottery for us.
Oh,
you know what that means?
One cocktail at least.
I get a cocktail. I maybe get some like chips and salsa with it. Maybe I get two and I definitely have time for a water, but the cocktail comes first. But so we get 45 minutes. Kev and I get in the Delta Lounge. We both go in, obviously, to separate restrooms. And I said, hey, Kev, wait for me if you get out before me. Because I got to be honest. I got to get this off. I got to get the shoes. I got to get the compression pants. I got to get the leggings. I'm taking out the clip-in extensions. I'm doing my thing. I'm washing my hands. We're good. But I am panicking. Like, it is like a race, like double dare to get off my, to hurry.
You're on the Amazing Race.
I don't want Kevin waiting for me. I don't want any of these boys waiting because I don't want to be the girl that's taking her time. So I started panicking. I get out. I start waiting. He's not there. I go to the front of the lounge. He's not there. I look in the back. He's not there. I walked outside the lounge. He's not there. I text and I was like, wow, it feels so good to get in comfies, hoping he would say, hey, EA, I'm over here waiting for you. I am panicked. Granted, you can tell I need a Xanax a lot on the road. He comes out like 10 minutes later and he's like, ah, it feels so good. I was like, thank God. I thought it was me that was taking so long.
I don't know why all conversations to me have to come back to the bathroom, but it also goes back to this. If you're going, like if you're waiting for a guy and whatever, you always want to be the first one out because you don't want them to think like you're in there for any like duration of time going to the bathroom. And then it's like, oh, there was a long line at the bathroom. I will make a point when I'm at dinner, if there's more than two people in line, I'm going back to the table just to go, yeah, there's a line, and then just go back again so they don't think like I'm in there. What am I doing in there? No. Okay. I have to say this. We only have 5 minutes left. Oh my God, this is not enough time. Normally I would say record two episodes, but there's way too much that can happen for you and I between now and next week. Red receipts. I've been wanting to talk about this for a long time. Who are the crazy people that have their red receipts on?
We know someone.
And his name's Vince Vaughn. I've been trying to get Vince Vaughn. I don't care. I'm going to say it right now. Larry Larry David told me that he is not going to come on the show because he just knows that we're going to set him up for trouble. So he's out. So I said, fine, Larry, if you're not going to ever come on our podcast, then I need you to give me a friend that will come on. So he gives me Vince Vaughn's number. I text Vince Vaughn and I say, hey, Vince, Larry said you would come on the podcast. He says, no problem. Whenever you want me to be on, I'll be on. This was 2 years ago. I've been texting Vince, only getting red receipts out of Vince. So I said, you know what? I'm going to show Vince that we got some real superstars on this thing. So
she did.
I sent him the clip of Matt Damon. I sent him the clip of Cameron Diaz. What I get from Vince? Crickets and that red receipt.
And red receipt.
And the only way that Vince is going to get himself out of this is if it's an assistant who has his phone, because I have gotten nothing from you. And I mean, so, I'd stop harassing you, but you said you'd come on and now it's 2 years and we got people in freaking US Bank Stadium that are very excited about the Calm Down podcast, but nothing from you, Vince. And take sure that do. Red receipt off. Take that.
You know who's in business with Vince Vaughn that now I'm friends with and so are you?
Who?
Greg Olson.
Well, great. Let's do a little game. Have Greg Olson text Vince and see if he responds right away. Then we'll
or
know
if he
it's
read the
assistant.
Receipt.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Vince is probably going over and telling Larry, we got a real nut job on our hands over here. She's texting all the time. She sees the red receipts. But I need to know, independent of my Vince Vaughn rant, stage five clinger has never been more appropriate than over here.
We got a real stage five clinger.
I need to know who these people are that want to leave you're telling me, I read it. I don't care about you. And I'm not responding. How about the people that don't know
those
are on? I
don't understand. And I don't know if it was you or my husband or somebody was like, hey, do you know that you like have the red receipt on? And I was like, oh God, no. Like, because I don't want people to really know that I read it. I want to keep going.
This is a problem.
We got to pay off your license story because you are about to go on the road for Thursday Night Football, which I freaking can't wait. Oh, shit.
What?
I just realized I'm going to be flying. That's okay. I can see it on the plane. Great.
Yes, you
All
can.
Good.
Because Prime Video, you can stream it. No problem. Download the app.
I can.
Because it's a streamer. You just go ahead and log right into your account, sweetheart. It is no problem, girl. Why did I just talk like I'm on Steel Magnolias? My colors are pink and pink. You've Prime Video. You download the app. You watch that game on the plane, girl.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So let me know, how are you even traveling? What's your license situation? You lost
it
during
a
preseason.
I found my license. Oh, yes. I found it at the public storage place because I went to get the storage. That's a whole thing. I got a whole rant about public storage. What's going on in there? Okay.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. This podcast is going to have to be a little longer. You need to tell the story about being a responsible citizen, leaving your car when you had too much to drink and what happened.
Oh,
go.
No, you know what? For purposes of not being Sean Payton on The Herd,
I am
going to wrap this up for Ryan's sake. And I'm going to tease this with, if you valet your car and you're responsible, kudos to you. But make sure you don't lose that godforsaken little ticket. It is enough that I remember my purse and my phone and whatever. I don't remember.
I say who?
I don't remember the next 24 hours when I go back and they're like, hey, do you got that little ticket? I didn't even have that little ticket when you handed it to me. Because when you handed it to me, right when I left that valet, I was running to the dinner. Anyways, it's a tease of a story. The valet lost my car. Okay, so forget the license. I don't even need the license. I'm not driving. There's no car.
I don't even have a car.
There's no license and there's no Vince Vaughn. Happy week one.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.